Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly praised fantasy novel Darkwing Chronicles, the second act, is the second installment of author Christopher Michael Cifelli's Darkwing Chronicles. Mystery, secrets, intrigue, suspense, adventure, supernatural creatures, princes, and royalty. Called by one reviewer a genuine masterpiece, a spellbinding tale, an engrossing, one-of-a-kind novel full of surprises and paced like a thriller. A confessed video game player who loves to spin stories out of his daily observations, Christopher Michael Cifelli is a Philadelphia-born and raised author. Graduated in 2006 from Edwin Bach Vocational High School, his hobbies are video games and writing stories. Christopher Cifelli, author of the gripping adventurous fantasy novel The Darkwing Chronicles, the second act, is back with us on This Week in America. Christopher, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you back with us.
Glad to be back.
It was so much fun having you on talking about the original The Darkwing Chronicles. You talked about you were going to have the second one coming up. It's out. It's receiving rave reviews, and we have a chance to talk about it. Talk about setting this up, because this what picks up where the first book leaves off, right? You pick up the story. Tell us, catch us up. Give us a little bit of synopsis of the first book, and then we'll start talking about the second book.
Basically, the first book left off was Mantid went on his journey to for self-discovery in order to better himself and to become a better ruler for his people and to the world as a whole.
And that story is so well told, and you'll need, if you haven't already, grab the first one, Downwind Chronicles. The book is available wherever books are sold. The second one is out now, the second act. So tell me what happens with the main characters here. Magneton, a major character that you have, what do we see happen to him? What transpires with him in the second act?
Basically, for him, it's to take up his father's legacy of finishing off what transpired before his Manson journey even began, and to tie up loose ends and finish off defeating a certain evil that's been causing all the problems in their world.
The book is The Darkwing Chronicles. This is the second act. Both books are available wherever books are sold. Christopher's website, darkwindchronicles.com. That's a great place to go. Order the books, get information, see what Christopher is up to, what he's writing, and what will be coming out in the future. Book, of course, available the usual places, Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com. And we have all those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you wrote Darkwing Chronicles, did you have in mind that there would be a second act, or did that sort of evolve as you were telling the original story?
I had a feeling there would be a second act or along the lines, because something big like this will take more than one book to fully explain.
Well, yeah, it was, you had so much, and people really loved the Darkwing Chronicles, the first act. So the second act, it's like, okay, we're going to pick up the story. Were you able to finish it off, or will there be a third act as well?
I was able to finish off this particular story arc. There'll be a third act coming along down the pike. It's still in planning phases. So,
well, people are going to be glad to hear that. And that's why I suggest you go to Christopher's website, Christopher Michael Cifelli. That's Cifelli. If you're Googling that, Darkwing Chronicles is his website where you'll get all of this information. This book is unique. Everybody that reads it says, boy, this is different than all of the other books in this category out there. This actually is better. Talk about how you went about writing the story, because it seems like you've been writing stories for 40 years and you're still a young guy. So where did this talent come from? Have you been thinking about this book forever?
It just happened. I mean, my character Manton was was originally an avatar I used to use online. So, and he had developed into his own character, and along the way, I developed other characters and put them all together into a book. See what's, and lo and behold.
Well, yeah, success, not once but twice. Darkwind Chronicles, the first act is, of course, available and out there now, Darkwind Chronicles. The second act by Christopher Michael Cifelli, our guest on the program. Information, of course, on our website. Book published by Eurolink Publishing and all of that. Book available there, Amazon, of course, all the usual places. When you go in to tell a story, this is the continuation, the second act. Did you know where you were going? Did you have an outline that you followed once you start the writing process? Or did this just sort of evolve as these characters that you've created, at least they come to life as we're reading them? I'm sure in your mind as well, you felt that you were there fighting battles with them. Did you have an outline when you started this, the second act?
Yes and no. An outline in terms of where a story would go, but kind of not for all the character interactions, how they would handle each scenario that would prop up.
And the book is really a page turner. You really get going. You want to see what's happening with Magneton and Delphine, and you really don't want to set the book down. You want to keep on reading as you're doing that. Was that way for you when you were writing it? Maybe you allotted so much time to write. You're caught up with these characters. You're caught up with all the drama that's going on, the mystery that's going on. And you decide, I can do with a little less sleep tonight. I'm going to keep writing for a couple of hours. Were you that caught up in telling the story as we are as readers?
I wasn't really up late at night just to write the book. I don't deprive myself of that of sleep or anything like that. I take my time.
Well, that's interesting because you find when you slow down, it's a better book because you can spend time on details and really flesh out the story. Does that work better for you when you take your time and really thoughtful about how you go about it?
Yeah, I took my time. Basically, I took my time with it, and it's fruits of my labor.
Well, and it really the labor has paid off with Darkwind Chronicles, the second act. Christopher Michael Cifelli is our guest on the program. Chuck, I mentioned this is different. Most people say this is not like the usual evil races going on out there and the trolls and the draconians and all of that. This is different. Why did you decide to maybe follow your own instincts in writing this book rather than sort of a formula that's been established by so many writers?
That's it. I just wanted to do it like that. There's no real reason.
It's just what sort of your instinct in telling the story. I mentioned the background with the video games and influenced by those. Talk about how video games have influenced your writing style.
Well, mostly video games were based in medieval times and stuff like that. So I want to be like, hey, let me see what I can do if I can.
You've been able to make that come alive. What you've seen on the video screen, you've taken that a step further by making this come to life. And then you've got these characters. Talk a little bit about some of the characters. Magneton, we mentioned. Who were some of the other characters in the book?
There's Magneton, there's Delphine.
Let's talk about Delphine. That's another major character there. Talk about how you, let's broaden the question. How do you develop these characters? Because in reading reviews, everybody is impressed by the descriptive, they like to refer to the word, use the word painting of these characters, where you really think you understand them. You can see them as you're reading. How do you go about developing the characters? Let's talk about Magneton and Delphine. What went into you developing those?
For Magneton, it was more along lines of basically a knight a prince and a knight who has powers of a dragon.
Well, and you make them come to life. I mean, it's obviously something that's instinctive as well as you're going about doing it. It's sort of second nature, the storytelling that you do. Experienced in the success of both of these books, Darkwind Chronicles, the first act, and now Darkwind Chronicles, the second act. Christopher's website is darkwindchronicles.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, urlinkpublishing.com, published by Urlink Print and Publishing. You've got some secrets. I don't want to give too much away about the end, but when you have the twists and the turns, is that from an outline or do some of these sort of surprise you where things are going with the storyline?
It was a bit of an outline, though. Just had to make sure everything flowed naturally.
Boy, and it does, and it leads up to this the ending. It's staying worth it until the end to see how this wraps up with the second act. Who were some of the authors that you read growing up that might have influenced you as a writer?
That's the thing. I'm not really much of a book person myself, so it's I hear a lot of names, but I never really read a lot of their stuff. So I'm not really one to sit down and just read something.
You know, maybe that's a good thing, because you went into this with Christopher's idea of how to tell the story rather than try to maybe copy subconsciously or consciously somebody else's efforts. This is all your creation. What you mentioned giving some thought to in working on the third act. How close are you to having that one ready to publish?
I'm planning it out. I just need to make sure that everything is I'm still in the planning phases, so it's still a work in progress.
What goes into a planning phase for you? What do you do before you write a story, and then afterwards? It sounds like you go back and you check to make sure everything flows properly and makes sense. What goes into the planning process for you before or after you write the books?
It's characters, settings, what characters am I need to add, new characters, settings, time periods, and to make sure everything flows naturally within the time period, and how old characters have changed over the course of the millennia.
Well, that's fascinating too, that people talk about that, the detail that you have in telling the story, and it flows so well. This is the second book, the second act, Darkwind Chronicles. Christopher's website, darkwindchronicles.com. Book available the usual places. We'll give you those before we leave the program today. I can see the characters. I can see these stories in a movie, a TV series, maybe a video game. Have you thought about doing this in a visual form?
I do think of either a video game or a TV series. Best way, I think, a TV series would be the best way to best tell these stories.
Yeah, I see some shows out there that aren't even close to the storytelling that you do, and I hope that somebody picks up on that and decides, you know, Darkwind Chronicles, we've got something here that we really need to tell the story and to continue to tell the story and widen the fan base as well. Christopher Michael Cifelli, that's Cifelli, book available. The usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, urlinkpublishing.com, and all the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How much fun has this been for you to be a published author now with your second book, reading the reviews, and they love the story that you've told and the way that you tell it? What's it feel like for you, the satisfaction that you have to feel for writing the story and having it so well received?
It feels great, actually. Never thought I would get this far.
Well, you've got two of them, and working on the rest of those. What do you hope the takeaway is? I mean, you tell a great story here, and you tell it so well. But there are things that we all sort of think about and contemplate as we read the stories. What are some of the themes that you like to develop during the course of the story?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about that.
So it's just what you're thinking about and getting all of that out there and letting people. And I guess that's maybe the beauty of this, is we see the story unfold, and in our own minds, we're sort of seeing what the characters are going through, what the world is their world is coming to. I mentioned the conclusion of both books. Do you have an idea before you get to the end how it's all going to wrap up, or is that something, again, that sort of evolves as you get closer to wrapping up the story?
It usually evolves when I get to the end of it.
What is the reaction you get from family and friends that, you know, they stop over and there just happens to be a copy of Darkwind Chronicles on the coffee table? What kind of response are you getting? This is a major accomplishment that you've been able to do.
Usually praise. I get a lot of praise from both my parents and from my extended family.
Well, and it's well-deserved. I keep mentioning the reviews, and the reviews have been very flattering. Do you read the reviews?
I got one review. I was pretty pleased at what the person wrote about it.
Well, and you should. You should read more, because sometimes you read reviews and they, like, scare you. It's like, no, they didn't like my book. And in your case, they all jump on board and they like it. And where do you hope to go from here? What's life look like in the future? You're working on more books. Is that become a focal point of your life now, is sitting down and writing stories?
I have no clue. I'd say wherever it goes.
Well, and that's sort of the way to do it, isn't it? That not a big plan. You'll see where you go. Are you still playing video games and being influenced by those?
Yeah, I'm still playing games. It's
sort of a good outlet, isn't it? What's the big game right now? What's everybody talking about?
There's three games I'm currently playing right now. Well, one's a common game, Legend of Zelda, which was one of the inspirations of this Darkman Chronicles, Zelda, Legend of Zelda. And there's two new games that came out. One fairly recently, one recently. The first one is called Genshin Impact. And the other one's called recently just Tower of Fantasy. Both one's a more fantasy base, the other is a sci-fi base.
Interesting. So we find out what's hot in video games as well, and probably all of them giving you some ideas. Before we wrap up here, I want to talk a little bit more, go back to the writing process. How do you do that? I said, you know, when it's bedtime, you're usually, as you mentioned, ready to go to bed at that particular point and shut down the writing. How do you keep notes as you're going through the day, or do you set aside a certain time to write? How do you go about writing your stories?
I keep notes. I take mental notes. I put it aside and I then write them down on a Google sheet. Then I also do a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah. So that all goes into the storytelling, and you do it so well. Christopher, it's a pleasure to have you back with us on the program. Congratulations on the success, not only of Darkwind Chronicles, the first act, but now the second act. How does that sound for Darkwind Chronicles, the second act? Did you ever think you'd get to this point where you'd have two of them out there and doing well?
I think at some point I did think I would get far, but I don't know if it'll actually pick. I don't know if it'll be received well enough to warrant a second act, though. It's both a yes and a no.
Well, those books are doing well, and looking forward to the third act, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Christopher Michael Cifelli, if you're Googling, that's Cifelli. His books are available at his website, and you can find out what Christopher is doing and when the next book will come out by going to his website, darkwindchronicles.com. The two books available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Also at urlinkpublishing.com, the publisher of this book. Christopher, always a pleasure. Thank you for spending more time with us. Again, congratulations on the success. Yeah, you're doing it your way, and you're doing it well, and you're impressing so many people, giving them quality entertainment in the stories of the Darkwind Chronicles. Thank you for being with us once again on the program.
And thank you for having me again, sir, Rick.
It is our pleasure. Christopher Michael Cifelli, Darkwind Chronicles, his website, darkwindchronicles.com. Of course, you'll find more information and link on directly to his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.